Hello? Jonathan?
Who's calling, please?
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Nash, an opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Absolutely.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call, what is your age?
Over 70.
Okay. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're not motivated at all.
No. What?
Do apologize. 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you again. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally, speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
And what specifically makes you say that you're satisfied? In your own words.
I don't have an answer.
You don't have an answer? Okay.
No.
That's no problem at all. We'll just move on to the next. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you. And which of the following issue are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Please choose two. Here's the first one, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulations and reform, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, health care cost, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or standing...
Protecting abortion and gun rights.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, thank you again for your patience, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism and discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all often?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference of your everyday life? Very often, often, or not at all often?
Not often.
And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in your country?
More.
Much more or somewhat much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm, 0 means that you feel very cold, 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Taylor Swift, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
0.
What about Kamala Harris?
100.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
100.
Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
The NAACP.
100.
And what about the Democratic Party?
75.
And what about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
100.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy? Do apologize, in America today. Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
And I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. American democracy is under a major threat now. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Racist against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly somewhat?
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America. Do you
no
strongly,
answer.
Okay. The other one says America is on the path to another civil war.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequity in society.
Strongly agree.
And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action, a program designed to increase the number of black and minority students in college campus and in employment? Do you strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with most. Here's the first one. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the book our schools' libraries can carry. Statement B says our school must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizing people who history is often ignored or in schools such as black and LGBT plus. Which statement do you agree with most? Statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
Strongly agree, statement B, or somewhat?
Not strongly.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermining in our community today. Please tell me, using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you somewhat agree, 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement being threatened under or undermining at all. Here's the first one. Affordable health care. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
Oh, 10.
Score borders? Secure borders. I do apologize. Secure borders.
5.
Free and fair elections.
10.
A strong military.
5.
Traditional family values.
No answer.
A religious freedom.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
And thank you again for your patience. We are at 95%. We are almost done here. And now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you not agree at all with the statement. Here's the first one. Americans' democracy institutions have come under severe attack in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that our parents. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
The other one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bring the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
And thank you again for your patience. Sometimes over a course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you're extremely are motivated. 0 meaning that you're not motivated at all. And you could choose any number between 0 and 10. Okay.
10.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postdoctorate.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
yes.
Separate? Married or unmarried?
Yes, married.
Okay. Do you have any children 8 years of age or younger living in your household?
Negative.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburbs, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.